Local news and time of the hits at WRJN. Hey, I got something here for lazy people, which is me, by the way. Here are some jobs. If you're too lazy to actually do any work, you can do these jobs. TV and film critic. It's a hard job to get, but once you get it, you just lay around in your pajamas all day and watch movies and TV shows. How about a house sitter? If you're trustworthy, people pay good money for you to take care of their house when they're away. Do a little cleaning, then sip Mai Tais by their pool. How about mystery shopper? All you have to do is shop at stores that you already go to. Then you've got being a test proctor. You know what that is? Someone who monitors people while they take the test. All you do is sit at a desk and look stern. I could do that. Or if you're really, really lazy and you have no ambition and you just want to lay around and sit down all day and work, you could be a radio disc jockey. It's real simple. 701.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The first presidential debate featuring Donald Trump and Kamala Harris is set for tonight in Philadelphia. Correspondent Jared Hill is there.
The vice president has spent the past few days doing mock debates, practicing on a stage with lights, and sparring with a Trump stand-in, former Hillary Clinton aide Felipe Reyes, who even dressed like the former president. Trump has said he doesn't need formal preparation, but he has been doing policy sessions with a small team of advisors, among them former Democratic presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard.
It'll be the first time the candidates meet in person. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry's declared a state of emergency as Tropical Storm Francine picks up steam in the Gulf of Mexico. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Tropical Storm Francine continues to get stronger as it moves closer to a landfall. Landfall likely to take place on Wednesday afternoon as a Category 2 hurricane in Louisiana near Vermilion Bay.
After the system moves inland, it's expected to spread heavy rain over parts of the Deep South. Amounts could reach up to 10 inches in Louisiana. Thousands of people have been forced from their homes in Southern California, where triple-digit heat is fueling the flames of wildfires. The worst one is raging east of L.A., in the foothills of the San Bernardino Mountains. County Fire Chief Anthony Marone.
Your local firefighters are doing all they can, both in the air and on the ground, and will quickly mobilize to contain wildfires early before they become unmanageable.
After several delays, billionaire tech entrepreneur Jared Isaacman and three others blasted off from Cape Canaveral on a SpaceX rocket today in hopes of conducting the first ever space walk by private citizens.
We wouldn't be on this journey without all 14,000 of you back at SpaceX and everyone else cheering us on. We appreciate it, and we're going to get to work now.
Palestinian officials say at least 19 people have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in southern Gaza. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
Palestinians say the strike hit an area that Israel has designated as a safe zone, blasted large craters into the ground where tents sheltering displaced Gazans previously stood.
Israel says the attack targeted and killed three Hamas commanders. The Australian government, who wants to set a minimum age as old as 16 to use social media platforms like TikTok, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
I want them to have real experiences with real people.
He says he also wants to keep kids safe. Dow futures down 11. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A message to the suspect was put out by Kenosha Police. In their latest statement about the fatal shooting of a pregnant woman Friday, authorities give instructions about surrendering to 25-year-old Lawrence Franklin Jr. He's still on the run. Investigators believe someone is helping that shooting suspect evade arrest. Franklin is wanted in connection to the fatal shooting in which 22-year-old Amaya Prather was shot. She was found in a car near 65th Street and 13th Avenue. An image and description of the suspect is on the Kenosha Police social media pages. A 16-year-old on a bicycle was seriously injured after a collision with a truck yesterday in Racine. It happened at around 4 at the intersection of Durand and Blaine. The teenager was found bleeding from the leg and head when rescue teams got there. The current status of that teen isn't known. Police are investigating. And there's hope that a green thumb will help rehabilitate. When it opens, the new Youth Development and Care Center in Racine County will feature an innovative urban agriculture project. The initiative includes a teaching garden and micro-nursery. The bounty will be used to feed those within the facility and throughout the county. The new youth lockup center in Caledonia is expected to open next year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Packers will have to get by without QB1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jordan Love is expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks with an MCL sprain, and head coach Matt LaFleur says that rumors of the Packers looking for another quarterback are unfounded.
Despite reports, it's crazy to me, like how people come up with some of these things, and I think you're always you explore every possibility, but at no point in time do we ever have any discussions with anybody.
On Sunday, it will be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. Wisconsin football plays Alabama this week, and head coach Luke Fickell says that they're the best program in college football.
Over the last 20 years, who's been the best team in college football? And there's no doubt it's been Alabama. So regardless of where they are at this moment, this is as good a football team that there is in the country and has been for a really, really long time. And
kickoff is at 11 a.m. Saturday. And tonight, the Brewers begin a 6-game road trip in San Francisco. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two at some point today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s to low 60s. And then tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy, not as breezy, with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
I always thought doctors didn't know what they were doing, but now I got proof now. Because if you've been watching TV lately, you have certainly noticed that every other commercial on TV is one of those prescription drug ads. Right? Apparently we're supposed to tell our doctors what to prescribe for us. Like that Prevacid commercial, they're like, ask your doctor about Prevacid. Now, shouldn't your doctor know about Prevacid? Isn't that the guy's job? It's like, yeah, there's nothing we can do for you. Oh, what about Prevacid? Hey, you know, you're right. That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. Now, how many milligrams is good? Did it say in the commercial? Well, I didn't see the commercial.
That's true, though. They always say, ask your doctor about Prevacid or any drug. Shouldn't my doctor know? Why am I asking my doctor? Will they get in? So move close to that microphone, Megan. Megan Justman is here from Ascension. Shouldn't the doctors know about that? Why are we going to have to tell them about these drugs?
You don't have to. Trust me. They know.
Then why do the ads always say, ask your doctor about? Wouldn't they get insulted? You know, sorry, nothing we can do for you. How about Prevacid? Did you try? Well, okay, we could try that. Why am I telling my doctor about these drugs? Megan Jessman is here from Ascension All Saints. Not only in Racine, but you also work for the St. Francis one?
I do. Yeah. I do. I cover St. Francis and All Saints, cardiac and pulmonary rehab.
Well, you go back and forth, huh?
I do.
How'd you get started in the health field?
Interestingly, my mother worked in cardiac rehab, and I saw her come home from work very happy every day, and she enjoyed her job and making a difference. And so that is the career I pursued.
How did you start? How do you get started in cardio rehab? I mean, is there like school for that? I mean, how do you get started?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It is a master's program at UW-La Crosse. So I did my undergrad at Carroll and then went on to graduate school at La Crosse.
Now, I have been in the program cardio rehab because I had heart surgery. And I remember after I had the heart surgery, I went to a class. This is with your predecessor, Betsy, was there. And I remember they said, well, you're going to start off on these. It's hard to describe it on the radio, but it was just a crank with your arms. You just crank it around. I said, that's baby stuff. I did about three cranks and I was exhausted. I mean, it was tough as soon as you get out of heart surgery.
It is.
And I remember sitting in the class and my surgeon, they didn't have the medication dosage just set yet. It takes a while to get that set. I remember sitting in the class and I fell over on the floor. I just passed out and they called the surgeon. And he said, well, we got to lower the dosage a little bit because you're like your blood pressure's dropping. And they did. And that was 13 years ago. And I've managed to live since then. But that's a great program. I mean, it keeps people
healthy.
Yeah. It keeps them extra. They got a ton of equipment there.
We do.
And it's not only for heart. Anybody can sign up for it, right?
So we have a couple different layers to our program. We start with our patients who are in the hospital. So members of our team will go in and help the patients start walking the halls and start making some healthy changes. And then our patients are able to come in immediately after surgery or heart attack or stent. We do group classes for education and exercise together. And those that would like to stay can stay on in our preventative wellness program. We have one participant who's been with us since 1997.
Wow. Yeah. Keep him running. Keep him moving.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Megan is here today because Ascension All Saints is hosting a family health night and the American Heart Association Heart and Stroke Walk. And that's coming up on September 19th. Now, is the health night the same day as the walk?
It is.
Okay.
The American Heart Association is hosting a local heart walk, but that event will be on the 21st in Milwaukee. And we recognized that it's just hard for our Racine area participants to get all the way to Milwaukee. And so for the last, this will be our third year hosting an on-site event on the All Saints campus.
So the family night is where? The health night?
At the All Saints campus.
Okay, so it's just in, you expect a lot of people, I would imagine.
I'm hoping we have a lot of people, but we will be outside in one of the parking lots.
Oh, okay.
And then we will have our heart walk start from that parking lot. We have about a 1 mile loop that walks through the hospital grounds. And then you can finish off by checking out all the booths at Family Health Night.
I remember a couple of years ago, I think it was during COVID, I'm trying to remember, you had some kind of event and you set up a giant screen, movie screen in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And you ran movies like a drive-in theater.
Yes, we did.
During COVID.
Yeah, that was for our associates.
That was pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah.
You sat there, it was like going to a drive-in movie. I don't know whose idea it was, but it was that was pretty neat. Was your idea?
Yeah.
Oh, was your idea? I didn't know that. Well, it was a good idea.
Yeah.
We should do it again.
Thanks.
Set up a drive-in theater in the back in the parking lot. Okay, so what's at Family Health Night? What are we going to see when we go there?
Sure. We have resources from inside of Ascension All Saints. So you will have the opportunity to see some of the services that we provide. And we have things for all ages. Our community outreach team will be there with flu shots. We will have a teddy bear clinic
now,
for the kids.
Now, describe the teddy bear clinic. Because teddy bears, they get sick too.
Yes.
So what happens in a teddy bear clinic?
Yeah, so we are encouraging our friends to bring in their favorite stuffed animals for a checkup with our pediatricians. So they can get a checkup and make sure that Teddy is doing A-okay.
I would assume all the teddy bears would be okay. No little kid wants to hear, uh-oh.
I think you're right.
We better call ER quick. No, and the teddy bears will be just fine. So what else can people find there? Obviously, they could talk to people.
Yeah, they can talk to some of our resources, see some of our equipment. We will have one of the robots from surgery.
Whoa. What's a robot from surgery?
Yeah, so robotic surgery, that's a It's a thing now.
Oh, no.
Robot-assisted surgery.
No.
We will have the robot available for people to take a look at and talk with some of our providers who use the robot for surgery.
I heard about that because we had a story about that. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was here, though.
It's here.
So... So I have like a, is it like one of those robots that assembles cars? You see that big arm come out, you know, and.
I guess you're going to have to come down and see, Don.
Oh, man, that's something. I guess it works or they wouldn't be doing it.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct.
How long have you been doing robotic surgery for?
I don't know, honestly. I don't know.
Would you feel strange having a robot do surgery on you?
Well, I would feel 100% confident because I know the surgeons in the room guiding said robot.
Oh, there are real surgeons guiding the robots?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just to make sure. When we come back, we're going to talk about the actual walk that takes place and where you're walking to. And I think I'd do a lot better if I walk. When I had a dog, I walked every day. Yeah. I walked by the lakefront. I took him for a walk every day. When he passed away, I stopped walking. And I should probably start again. I mean, the winter is the worst time to start, but I should probably start again, and we'll see what happens. All right. Megan Justman is here from Ascension All Saints, and we're talking about the Family Health Night coming up on September 19th, 6:30. Also, the American Heart Association Heart and Stroke Walk. We'll talk more about that coming up in a moment. Local news, Timeless Hits here at WRJN.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a care credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Stile is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Stile is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Stile, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN. Megan Justman is here from Ascension All Saints. We're talking about the Family Health Night and also the Heart Stroke Walk, which is coming up on September 19th. What day of the week is that?
It's a Thursday evening.
Okay. I can't figure this stuff out. I got to have a calendar in front of me. September 19th, 3 to 6:30 p.m. The health night is on the inside, right? Or is it both inside and outside?
Most of it will be outside. Okay. The robot will be inside, so we'll have signs to direct people in to see that.
Are you going to cut open a live patient with the robot for a demo?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then I'm not going. No, that's good.
But by having it outside, we're able to bring in some of our community partners.
Okay, talk about now, you have a helipad there.
We have two helipads, yes.
Helipads for Flight for Life. And you're going to have a demo of that, right?
We are. Right now, Flight for Life is scheduled to land at about 4:30 p.m. They will be on campus for about an hour for our participants to come see the helicopter up close and personal. Racine Fire Department will be there to provide some additional support for landing of the helicopter, but it will be in the parking lot of the hospital grounds.
Now, how far is the walk? What are we talking about here? 10 miles, 20 miles? What are we talking?
We have a 1 mile loop. And you're
it is a mile. I was only joking. Yeah,
now we have a 1 mile loop through the hospital grounds, and our participants can make as many loops as they would like.
And it's all marked so people, you know.
Right.
Don't get lost or anything. Well, that's kind of neat. And, you know, I should start walking again. And I keep telling myself that. I don't know why I turned so lazy in my old age, but I did. But when I had the dog, I couldn't get lazy because the dog had to be walked every day.
Right.
And my wife made sure I walked the dog every day.
I bet she did.
Yeah. And so I'd walk him around the lakefront and walk him home. We did that once a day, at least once a day. And we walked down the hill and up the hill by the beach there, North Beach.
Oh, yeah. That's a big hill.
Yeah. And so I did that every single day. We had dogs. I had dogs all my life, always walking them. Now I don't have dogs anymore. Now I do have a neighbor's dog that comes over once a week, but I just sit in the backyard, let him run around. I don't do anything with him. But I should walk again. You know, you should stay healthy. When I went to cardio rehab, they gave me a list of foods to eat, good foods and not so good foods. And I still have them taped to the inside of the cupboard. You know, I don't drink soda. I haven't had soda in about 8 or 9 years, so I cut that out of my life. I don't eat candy. Maybe I'll have a piece of candy once every 2 months. I mean, I just don't eat. I'm not a candy either. I do eat sweets if they're around, but I don't go out of my way to eat them. But I don't eat fruits and vegetables a lot, and that's the downfall. That's what you got to eat.
It's your missed opportunity.
I know. You know what it is? I'll tell you a quick story. When I was a little kid, I was about 8 years old, my mother made sure at the dinner table she never served me vegetables because she knew I wouldn't eat them and it'd be a big fight with my father if I didn't eat them. One day she puts a thing of peas on my plate. She wasn't thinking. And said, let me take them off. My father said, no, leave them. He'll eat them. And I said, I can't eat them. I won't be able to hold them down. He goes, oh, you'll eat them and you will hold them down and you won't leave this table. So dinner was over. They all went down to the rec room to watch TV. And I sat at the table and I didn't eat them. 2 hours I sat there and my father said, why didn't you eat them? I said, because they won't stay down. I'm telling you, they won't. I know. And so he sent me to my room to go to bed, but I didn't eat them. I just not a big vegetable. I eat some vegetables. I don't say I won't eat any of them, but you got to eat fruits and vegetables to stay healthy and get rid of some of this processed food.
Absolutely.
That people eat all the time. Are there going to be health people there to give you a health pep talk and what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat?
We are going to have our teaching kitchen from Touchpoint, which is our kitchen services at the hospital. So we will have experts in food and nutrition on hand to answer questions, and also some samples of some healthy food items.
Oh, samples.
Love samples.
Oh, yeah. Free. It's like a supermarket.
It is.
You get the samples. Now, when somebody goes to cardio rehab after heart surgery, you actually have classes there to teach people how to, you know, you had that heart surgery for a reason. And now we're going to try to change your lifestyle a little bit so you don't have to go back and have it again.
Right.
And the classes were really good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I stopped drinking soda. That my wife got me to stop drinking soda. But, yeah, you got a good crew of people working there. You work
sure
out.
Do.
Got little heart monitors on people when they're working out.
Right.
And I know some of the people that work there because I went there.
Yeah.
Some of the people have been there a long time. Like Moses has been there a long time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some of the names.
Char
has been there a long time. Yeah.
There's a few of us with more than 20 years of experience.
Wow. So. Yeah. Helping a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of good. Is that fly bothering you?
No, nah, it's good.
Where did he come in from? He wasn't here a little while ago. All of a sudden he came in. Well, let's quick review. I want to review all the information here. So why don't you run through it for us again, just to make sure we have everything we're supposed to know.
Sure. So on Thursday, September 19th, we are hosting the American Heart Association Heart and Stroke Walk. It's a walk where you're at event. So we would encourage people to sign up for the All Saints team if you're registering. Or we will have helpers on hand the night of the event to get us to get participants registered. In addition, we'll be hosting our family health night. Participants will have an opportunity to win some door prizes.
Oh, okay.
Grab some takeaway items, learn a lot about the services that we offer at Ascension All Saints, and to see some of our community partners, including Flight for Life, some of our local police and fire departments. And it will be a great night.
I'd like to see that robotic thing because I don't know, maybe someday I'll need it. I just want to know what I'm getting into. It's all free.
It is all free.
Now you can register for the walk when you're there.
You can register for the walk when you're there. And if you'd like to make a donation to the American Heart Association, you're certainly welcome to.
Well, that's just great. Well, thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
Megan Justman is here from Ascension All Saints. Now, this is the Racine campus we're talking about.
Correct.
Not St. Francis. Racine. Are they doing anything out there in St. Francis similar?
They will be participating in the large event that is hosted by American Heart Association on the 21st.
Yeah. Well, that's good stuff you do. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it really helps. And you want people to be healthy. You don't want...
We do.
I mean, it helps a country when everyone's healthy and not...
It does. And this event is really focusing on everybody's health, young to old, and the whole person.
Yeah, well, that's good. Thank you, Megan. Megan Justman. And your title is, I want to get it here. Hold on, I got it. I got it. It's very long. Regional Supervisor, Cardiac and Pulmonary Rehabilitation, Ascension All Saints Hospital in Racine and St. Francis.
Correct.
Wow. And you've been there more than 20 years?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You don't look that old. Well, thank you very much, Megan. I do appreciate it. Anything, guys, you need to come back and promote something, you give me a call, okay?
Thanks.
Promise good. Okay. Hey, coming up, it's time for Paul Harvey now and the rest of the story.
Now, the rest of the story. When there are a number of eyewitnesses to a crime and the criminal is as yet unidentified, they call in a police artist, and that artist makes what's called a composite illustration from the various eyes and noses and hair and so on. A composite illustration from the descriptions of the witnesses. Well, now, what I'm going to tell you about is something like that. In 1936, an established Midwestern company summoned an artist to its headquarters, and this artist was introduced to the employees, and from that meeting, the artist, Nasa McMine, walked away with a composite drawing. It was an illustration so detailed and so lifelike that one seeing it would be certain that he could identify the person it represented, and I have that illustration before me right now, and the face is that of a middle-aged woman. Her hair is done in the style of the day. She has large, soft eyes and full lips. She's wearing a frill at her collar. A criminal? No, not a criminal. In fact, the person in the artist's rendering was not a real woman at all, but was a composite of the facial features borrowed from all of the women who worked for the company. The resultant picture was to become a corporate logo of sorts. But when the logo was unveiled in 1936, consumers believed that she was real, and they identified with her. And her subsequent success story is the rest of the story. 15 years before that composite illustration was presented to the public, the woman it represented had a name and even a signature. Her autograph was derived much as her likeness was from the company's female employees, all of whom were invited to submit a signature. And the one chosen in 1921 remains unchanged to this day. In 1924, the autograph acquired a voice, many voices actually, over 13 regional radio stations. But the real drama unfolded a dozen years later with the unveiling of the illustration of this soon-to-be-famous face. That face was to be artistically reinterpreted several times subsequent. Once in 1955, again in 1965, again in 1968, and again in 1972, and again in 1980. And in 1986, the company symbol was updated again. This time it was updated by the renowned New York artist Harriet Perchik. The changes over the years have not really been significant changes, except in the area of fashion. The portrait's eyes and lips, for example, have remained remarkably the same. But the clothing and the hairstyles have understandably undergone profound and yet appropriate metamorphoses. And yet there's something about the 1955 revamping you ought to know. Six artists were then asked to paint a new lady logo, and the six completed paintings were then shown to 1,600 women nationwide, and those women voted for their favorite picture, and the winner was an illustration by somebody named Hilda Taylor. I know, you never heard of her. But it's interesting to me that among the rejected portraits was one by a name you do know, a fellow named Norman Rockwell. My goodness, of all of the artists, you'd think he would be able to capture the essence of American womanhood, of the all-American, though non-existent woman, who has come to symbolize homemaking, and particularly baking, the VIP who was never there, Betty Crocker. And now, you know the rest of the story.
Hey, to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, give us a call during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You can be one of four category-exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. 7:32, it's news time. Let's check news with Stuart now.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A message to the suspect was put out by Kenosha Police. In their latest statement about the fatal shooting of a pregnant woman Friday, authorities give instructions about surrendering to 25-year-old Lawrence Franklin Jr. He's still on the run. Investigators believe someone is helping that shooting suspect evade arrest. Franklin is wanted in connection to the fatal shooting in which 22-year-old Amaya Prather was shot. She was found in a car near 65th Street and 13th Avenue. An image and description of the suspect is on the Kenosha Police social media pages. A 16-year-old on a bicycle was seriously injured after a collision with a truck yesterday in Racine. It happened at around 4 at the intersection of Durand and Blaine. The teenager was found bleeding from the leg and head when rescue teams got there. The current status of that teen isn't known. Police are investigating, and there's hope that a green thumb will help rehabilitate. When it opens, the new Youth Development and Care Center in Racine County will feature an innovative urban agriculture project. The initiative includes a teaching garden and micro-nursery. The bounty will be used to feed those within the facility and throughout the county. The new Youth Lockup Center in Caledonia is expected to open next year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
There's been a lot of time spent talking about revising federal milk marketing orders. Will it benefit Wisconsin? I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We'll get the opinion of one ag economist on that next.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
See here? When dairy farms grow plenty soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production.
So they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish High Oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
Chuck Nicholson is an associate professor and dairy economist on the UW-Madison campus. Next week, Wednesday, he is going to be one of many that are discussing the potential changes to the federal milk marketing orders. He said perhaps the greatest consensus is that federal milk marketing orders need to stay in place.
I think there is general broad approval across the dairy industry community in the U.S. as a whole. A number of the changes that USDA recommended were things that kind of aligned both dairy producers, organizations, and dairy processors. Here in the upper Midwest, I think there's maybe a little bit more of a concern that these changes will not directly benefit dairy farmers. I think there's still a recognition on the part of the co-ops in this region that federal milk marketing orders provide some useful services in addition to pricing milk. And I think we're likely to see that even here, we're likely to see the retention of the federal order system.
Chuck Nicholson, associate professor on the UW-Madison campus and one of the dairy economists that will be involved in federal milk marketing order conversations next week, Wednesday, September 18th in Madison. They're offering both a face-to-face conversation and virtual. Find details on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. More red ink on a Tuesday morning. Crop condition reports just look too good. Numbers are next.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
On Monday, barrel cheese was up a penny at $2.28.5. 40-pound block cheese stood still, and the AA butter was up a penny and a half, $3.19 a pound. This morning, December corn's down a penny at $4.06. November beans down a dime at $10.08. December wheat's up a penny at $5.69, with October Class 3 milk going into cheese down 6, $23.48 a hundredweight. I'm Pam Yonke.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two at some point today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s to low 60s. And then tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy, not as breezy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
I bought a mattress recently. When's the last time you've done that? It is very overwhelming. Mattresses are now more complicated than computers. I couldn't answer a single question the sales guy asked me. He's like, well, what would you like? Gel, hybrid, latex, foam, memory foam, innerspring? Dude, I'm looking for a rectangle slightly bigger than me. I'm just trying to lay down. I don't know what other people are doing. Then he said, you're going to have to rotate this every 3 months. I'm rotating it never. I'm just going to warn you right now. I will never rotate it. That sounds ridiculous. This is not a vehicle. He goes, well, it's going to get lopsided. I weigh 165 pounds. How am I going to break a mattress? What do they do when a 400-pound guy walks in there? Sir, you're going to have to rotate this every 3 minutes.
W-R-J-N. It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, granny, go, granny, go. Well, she's gonna get a ticket now sooner or later, 'cause she can't.
Tablet Hits at WRJN. Hey, I want to thank Megan Justman for stopping by from Ascension All Saints. She was here talking about their Family Health Night and the American Heart Association Heart and Stroke Walk coming up September 19th, 3 to 6:30 p.m. Participants can join Ascension All Saints, their team, and walk and raise awareness for stroke and heart disease. There'll be a one-mile loop through the campus, and you can make as many laps as you like. I should probably do something like that. In addition, there'll be activities for the whole family, including a teddy bear clinic. So, kids, if you got a teddy bear, you can do a checkup, see how that teddy bear is doing. Games for the kids, flu shots, health resources for all ages, and a flight for life is scheduled to land at 4:30 if you've never seen a helicopter up close before. And that's all happening on September 19th from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in Racine, right there at All Saints on Spring Street. Should be a lot of fun. Bring the family down and get healthy, right? All right. Here come the Rascals at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. It's 7:42 now.
It's a beautiful morning.
Young Rascals, beautiful morning. WRJN Local News, Tamla's Hits, and high school football. We remain your home for high school football this fall with our next game airing on Friday, September 13th. Friday the 13th. Join Dick Graceffa for the Beloit Memorial at Union Grove game. Pre-game, 6:30, kickoff from Union Grove, 7 o'clock. Hear the game right here on WRJN.
Local news and time.
Sunny today, highs near 79, partly cloudy, low 61 tonight, sunny with a high of 83 tomorrow. Right now it's sunny, it's a beautiful morning like the Rascal said, 58 degrees here at Radio Park.
I live on the palm and on the 99th floor of my block. And I sit at home looking out the window, imagining the world has stopped. Then it flies, the guys all dressed up just like the Union. Kind of detergent fact. I said, hey!
McLeod. The Stones, 747 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Remember when the coolest thing you owned was your car, maybe an old T-shirt from your first concert? 39% of Americans now say their cell phone is the most important possession they have. 18% say it's even worth going into debt to make sure you have the newest phone. 15% of Americans judge people by their phone if it looks old or outdated. I'm in big trouble. Now, I have a regular phone, but it's like number 8. And now they're up to, what, 16? They told me recently at one of the stores that pretty soon I won't be able to get the updates for the phone anymore and will just stop working. Wow. I didn't know I was that far behind everybody. Hey, at 7:48 at WRJN. Hey, tomorrow we've got the Movie Mom coming in at 7 o'clock. Nell Minow's going to be here. She's going to be talking about the hits and misses from the summer movie season and a preview for the fall season. The Movie Mom, Nell Minow, tomorrow morning at the 7 o'clock hour right here at WRJN.
Baseballs flying out of AmFam Field? That's what we love to see. But what about pests sneaking into your home? Not so much of a grand slam. For 65 years, family-owned Safeway Pest Management has been keeping southeastern Wisconsin pest-free by eliminating unwanted critters with safe, effective solutions. Don't strike out against pests. Go for the home run and call Safeway Pest Management at 262-679-4422. Mention the Brewers and get 10% off your first service. It's a win-win for your peace of mind and your Brewers pride.
Hospice Alliance provides patients facing serious illness in southeast Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed, not-for-profit, Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management, always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. hospicealliance.org.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited-time flavor pack special. The Philly Cheese Steak Pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your late, I'll wait around and then
home again.
Switch for you again. Reno got a note from his neighbor that said he wanted to talk about the music he's been playing. He thought it was a noise complaint. Just the opposite. Wanted him to crank up the music so he can hear it better. The note said he loves his taste in music. Wow. Who saw that coming, huh? The Brewers at American Family Field before summer slips away. Enter the WRJN Big Deals Pennant Race. It's a sweepstakes for your chance to win four club-level tickets to see the Brewers take on the Arizona Diamondbacks Saturday, September 21st. Visit WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, follow the simple pop-up instructions. No purchase necessary. The sweepstakes ends this Friday, the 13th. WRJN, your local home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewers baseball.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere. She smiled up at me, and she took my hand. We walked through the park alone, and I knew she had made me happy. Flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere. She simply caught my eye. She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind. Suddenly the sun broke through.